Welcome to the Tuscarawas County Dairy Farmers Postgame Show. Coming up this hour, the guys will recap the games, talk with coaches and stringers, and select this week's Player of the Week.
Welcome into the Big Z Sports Show on Z Country 99.9, the Tuscarawas County Dairy Farmers Postgame Report. Joe Geckler, Chris Kale, Eric McElroy, Jim Haynes, and Riley Benson has now joined us, and Rachel is over at the Big Z Sports Update Desk. Guys, let's hit a quick scoreboard update, and then we got our first coach.
Yeah, Joe, I have your scoreboard update brought to you by Michael Taylor Insurance and Financial, your local Allstate agency. And I know what coach is there because I know he said a last name, but which one?
It is the better looking one.
Oh, wow. It's the bald one. Oh, never mind. They're both bald.
All right. I think I know which one it is. All right. Our game of the week, what I'll call an upset. You guys can call it what you want. But Ridgewood ended Indian Valley's 17-game regular season winning streak with a 34-22 final tonight behind Gabe Tingle's 5 total touchdowns. He's a freshman, by the way. New Philadelphia put up 62 as they beat Cambridge 62-33. Dover fell at Steubenville 35-13. Also, Carrollton, they lost to West Branch. Joe, they're stuck on that number 6, 20-6,
yes,
the final,
are.
As Carrollton lost. Sandy Valley 44-7 over TCC. West Holmes, they lost to Worcester 47-20. Tuskegee Valley put up 47 over Newcomerstown 47-6. And Strasburg lost to Buckeye Trail 28-27.
The game we're going to talk about now, the Garraway Pirates. They hammered on Claymont and shut them out 42-0. It's our pleasure to welcome in the head football coach of the Garraway Pirates, Jason Wallach. Coach, congratulations on improving to 6-0 with your big shutout win over Claymont tonight.
Hey, thanks, guys. Really appreciate you having me on and your coverage all year long.
Coach, talk about your team's performance tonight. It was nice to hear and see Brady Winters back out on the field for you.
Yeah, we started out really slow with a couple penalties on a punt return. You know, called back a touchdown and a couple drop passes early. It kind of couldn't get things going. I don't know if it was the apple fritters or what, but once we got things going, we really started to click there late in the first quarter and then in the second quarter as well.
Coach, we know, at least I do, that you guys did not have school today. Were you worried about that with your team and obviously getting out of a routine on a Friday?
Yeah, it's just always, you know, kind of in the back of your mind there. It's just, like you said, it gets you out of your routine. And, you know, we got up and had breakfast this morning at Dutch Valley and, you know, tried to get the kids rolling. But, you know, they can't control what they do all day long. So, you know, we're not using that as an excuse. It's just one of those games where it was a slow start. And thankfully, we were able to turn it on. Got on them a little bit.
Yeah, Coach, you brought up the apple fritters. I was lost for a second. Then I remembered we had the Swiss Fest going on. So there you go. Hey, a shutout tonight for your defense. I'm sure that's got to feel good, especially now going into your game next week.
Yeah, I think it's our third one in a row. Our defense has been playing phenomenal. And, you know, I said earlier in the week that we've had a lot of kids beat up on that side of the ball. And we've had some kids really come in and step up and play very well. You know, and to get that third shutout, you know, our young kids really played well. Our young kids played the whole second half, and, you know, they've had the opportunity to play a lot here in the second half of games. So, you know, it's nice to see those young kids get out there. But, yes, our varsity defense obviously set the tone tonight as well.
Coach, that's what I was going to ask you, you know, about your young kids and getting invaluable playing time, you know, late in these games. You got them in for a whole second half. Anybody stand out to you in the second half as far as the youngsters?
Really, it was a team effort, you know, offensively and defensively. Unfortunately, we weren't able to score in the second half with those young guys. But we moved the ball pretty well on two of our drives. And defensively, Mason Spanner had a nice strip. Cameron Schlabel recovered a fumble when they were going in to score. And, you know, we preach all the time, bend but don't break. And, you know, it was an opportunity for them to keep them out of the end zone. And they bucked up a little bit and, you know, were able to create that turnover. So that was big. But they're just fun to watch. You know, the excitement. Those guys spend all the time during the week as well, scout team. And, you know, they're a big energy boost for us on the sideline. So anytime you can get those young guys in and give them some varsity experience, it's nice to see.
Can I at least get a little love for calling you the better-looking Wallach?
Yeah, most definitely.
Coach, obviously, you guys were listening on the bus on the way back home from your game, and you heard the upset that happened in West Lafayette. Ridgewood knocked off Indian Valley. I know your response here, so I'm going to ask you, what's your message to your team this week coming into the game?
It was real easy. Obviously, as soon as that clock read zero, our minds and focus went directly to them. It's been a great battle the last 15, 18 years with them. There's only been a couple games that were, you know, more than a touchdown or 10 points. So it's always a battle, whether we're down there or we're up here on the hill. And this place is going to be crazy Friday night, without a doubt. And, you know, we're really looking forward to the challenge. We know the importance of this game. You know, just the way that some of our non-league has struggled a little bit this year, this puts even more emphasis on this game and next week against Indian Valley. So, you know, we got to come out and we got to win one of the two. We'd love to win them both, obviously. We're going to continue to take one week at a time, but it's a big game. You know, obviously, being a Dover graduate, this is kind of our Dover-Philly game out here on the hill. And we know the importance, and we're excited and ready to go. Our kids were already talking about it. And, yeah, so it was nice to get the win, get it out of the way, and, you know, we kind of had this one circled all year on our calendar, and, you know, we let one slip away down there on a last-second field goal last year. So, you know, we got that little bit of a bitter taste in our mouth, and we're excited. We're looking forward to it, and getting guys back, getting guys healthy at the right time, and hopefully next week we'll get Austin Farron back as well. So, you know, getting real close to being a full squad.
Hey, Coach, being obviously a coach, and then the players too, being a player, you got to like being able to control your own destiny, and that's really what is in front of the Pirates now at this point.
It is, and you know, we've got a lot of things to work on yet, and we've got a really strong culture out here. Ryan Tangren, our principal, does an excellent job with these guys every Monday, and you know, we're packing our bags and filling our carts with different ideas and. We take those with us each week, and one of the things was preparation this week, and we really focused on our preparation, and the kids came out and played very well, so we're excited. We are. It's, you know, to be in the position we're at right now at 6-0, especially with all the injuries that we've had this year and guys have missed, and, you know, we've had young guys come in and play and fill in for those guys, and we haven't missed a beat. So, you know, when you lose Corey Stress on the first drive of Riverview, you know, you lose Brady Steiner. Peyton Miller has missed a couple of games for us. Those are three captains that have missed significant time for us this year. And Austin Farron hasn't played since week one. So, you know, we're really pleased with the way our young guys have stepped in and played. We're just excited to get some of those guys back, and thankfully at the right time.
Well, Coach, we can't wait. Big Z Sports will be out on the hill in Sugar Creek next week for live play-by-play coverage of your game versus Ridgewood. We cannot wait to be out there and call your game.
Well, we're excited to have you guys here. And like I said earlier, it's gonna be crazy. And it's going to be a great football atmosphere, great Friday night on the hill. You know, be a playoff atmosphere. And, we'll get the guys ready. I'm sure they'll be ready as well.
Well, Coach, we can't wait to see you next week. We'll see you on Friday night. And again, thanks for joining us here tonight on the Big Z Sports Show.
Hey, appreciate your coverage, guys. Thanks a lot.
Yep, that's Jason Wallach, Gearway head football coach, joining us after his team knocks off Claymont 42-0 as they are on a collision course now.
I'm ready right now.
Oh, let's go right now. I don't want to wait a week. Let's just go. You know, I'm going to camp out up there. Well, never mind. I live there, so it doesn't really matter. But they're on a collision course with Ridgewood, sitting at 6-0 and 1-0 in the IVC South. Gearway 6-0 and 1-0 as well.
While we're on this game still, of course, it's kind of hard not to look ahead, but one thing I didn't know was three straight shutouts by the Gearway Pirates defense, and he was quick to point that out, was Coach Jason Wallach. Listen, I just still can't stop thinking about the matchup next week already, on the horizon.
I'm so excited to listen to you guys' call after the great job that you guys did at Strasburg and Tuskegee Valley a couple of weeks ago. Jim Haynes and Tim Plants did a great job in here in the studio. I'm excited to get back to hosting the show. That'll be cool. And I'm really looking forward to you guys' call and to hear what happens up there on the
show. Yeah, if we can't tease it enough, Gearway, Ridgewood, two undefeated teams at 6-0 next week on our airwaves. Two of the more dynamic quarterbacks in the air. area in Dawson Lay and freshman Gabe Tingle going at it. I'm going to hype this thing up all week.
And we're going to hype it up on Wednesday, and I'm going to make this announcement right now. Our game next, our team next week during the Big Z Sports Extra Point is the Garaway Pirates, the host team of the big clash on the hill next week. And that's Garaway and Ridgewood, both at 6-0 next week. The Garaway Pirates will be our team on the Big Z Sports Extra Point on Wednesday. We're really excited. We've already confirmed for that. Jason told me they'd be happy to come and bring their captains as well. So the Garaway Pirates will be in studio Wednesday for the Extra Point.
Everybody, make sure you get your nominees in for the Harrison Auto Parts Big Z Sports Player of the Week for week number 6. You can do that on Facebook. The post is up right now. Later on in the program, we will announce our player of the week for week number 6. Also, our hats off awards as well. It's our Tuscarawas County Dairy Farmers post game show. We're live on Facebook Live right now. Shout out to First Federal Community Bank for that. So much more happening, Joe, for our post game show.
Absolutely. We got more coaches coming up, more interviews. Talk to some stringers about their games tonight as well. We'll talk to Matt Dennison coming up, Chad Wallach from Tuskegee Valley, Brian Gamble from Sandy Valley, and of course, we'll talk to John Slusser from Ridgewood. And that Garaway interview with Jason Wallach brought to you by the Tuscarawas Insurance Agency with Zach Motice for all your home, auto, farm, and business insurance needs. Give the Tuscarawas Insurance Agency a call today. Again, Zach Motice over there at the Tuscarawas Insurance Agency brought you that Jason Wallach interview for the Garaway Pirates. Going to take a quick timeout, come back with another coach and more scoreboard update after this on Z Country 99.9.
You're with Big Z Sports on 99.9 WTUZ. If it's high school sports, it's on Big Z Sports and 99.9 WTUZ.
Hi, this is John Slusser, head coach of the Ridgewood Generals, and you're listening to Big Z Sports on 99.9.
Are we going to hear from that guy in a moment?
Yeah, we will. He just did that liner live on the phone, so we'll get to him in just a second.
All right, before we get to him, how about a scoreboard update? This one brought to you by Kime Lumber Company in Charm. Our game of the week, well, you hold on for that. New Philadelphia put up 62 points what? Over Cambridge, 62-33 in the final. On. Dover lost at Steubenville, 35-13. Garaway shut out Claymont, 42-0. We already interviewed head coach Jason Wallach of Garaway. If folks wanted to hear that, this entire post-game show will be up in the podcast section.
He said they're out there practicing for Ridgewood right now.
All right. I'm practicing right now for that game, play-by-play. So look, I'm talking on the radio, practicing.
Right. There you go.
Also, Carrollton lost to West Branch 20-6. Sandy Valley thumped TCC 44-7. West Holmes lost at Worcester 47-20. Tuskegee Valley put up 47 points, beating Newcomerstown 47-6. Strasburg losing by one, the slimmest of margins, to Buckeye Trail 28-7. But Joe, our game of the week.
Our game of the week is Ridgewood. They knocked off Indian Valley to give them their first loss in the last 17 regular season games. Is the Ridgewood Generals head coach John Slusser joins us here on the Big Z Sports Show. And coach, congratulations on the big win and improving to 6-0 with the big win over Indian Valley.
Well, thank you guys very much. It was an enjoyable night, I will tell you that.
Coach, we ask you every week, and I want to hear your response to this question. Your freshman quarterback came up huge tonight for you.
You know what? He's just pretty good. I'm going to tell you, he's pretty good. He's a nice player. I don't keep track of the stats, but I got to imagine. I think he threw 4 touchdowns and ran for another. Did a nice job defensively on the edge. He's a nice player, guys. He makes coaching easy sometimes.
Well, Coach, you talked to us in the beginning of the year, and you said, look, this kid is special. He's only a freshman. Not sure that he can spin it the way Colton Alexander spun it the last couple of years for you. Are you changing your tone now? Are you kind of changing your stance on that?
Yes.
Okay, that was a quick, decisive answer.
Hey, listen.
One word.
Yes, I am.
You threw us off there, Coach. You're not really known for those one-word answers.
I know. I'm going to take it. We had a lot of great plays tonight. I don't want to make it about him because it wasn't. He's a really good player, but we had a lot of great efforts tonight by a lot of kids. You know, I just told our kids before we went out tonight, I said, listen, sometimes high school coaches, college, whoever, sometimes we're the great excuse makers for our kids, and then we wonder, you know. With this group, we've never told them we're young. We've never told them we're inexperienced. We've never told them we're this. We told them this. We're not very good, and we need to get better. That's what we've told them. We don't make excuses for them. We don't make excuses for Gabe because he's this age or whatever. We don't make excuses for anybody. And I told the kids the night before when I said, listen, nobody should have to pat you on the rear end in life and tell you you got a chance or you're good. That comes from inside. And you either believe you can win on the inside and go and play like it or you're not. And I said, if you're waiting on someone to tell you how great you are or you can do this, then you're in the wrong business. And I said, go out and play for each other and play with your hearts. If you believe it, you can do it. And I'm going to tell you guys, we played incredible defensively, offensively. We were really good tonight. And I just couldn't be more proud of them. I really couldn't.
Hey, Coach, I want to talk about, you spoke to it right there, defensively. You were kind of able to maybe control this game a little bit. I mean, you held Indian Valley. We all know they're high-powered offensively. You held them to 22 points. Just talk about the defensive effort tonight.
We played fantastic. I think we three and outed them every series but one in the first half. And I don't know if you heard, but their first possession, we three and out them. They go to punt. They snap the ball over the punter's head. He picks it up, runs about 20 yards back, throws it downfield. Their kid makes a great grab in between us. We knock each other down. He runs 70 yards for their first touchdown. They go for two, and they're winning 8-7. I don't think they have a yard on offense yet. We come back and score, I think. No, they scored it the next time on a long run by Caden. I mean, that kid's just good. You know, we're down, but we go and score two more times before the half, and we're up at halftime 21-14, and it stayed that way. And they fumbled a few times and gave us chances in their territory, and we couldn't capitalize. And then finally they broke a wing counter, a tackle trap back at us. We did a poor job with our reads on it, and the kid got out and outran us. And all of a sudden we find ourselves down 22-21 with about 7 minutes left, and we dominated them. I don't want to use that word, but we have definitely played as well as they have. And you know, our kids just drive back down the field and score. We hit a big 4th and 6 for a touchdown, and then we got a fumble at the end and punched another one in.
Coach, we talked to you last week about your thoughts on this game coming into the week, and you mentioned to us last year that the game got away from you a little bit last year. Your team didn't tackle very well. How do you feel your team tackled tonight? They were forcing a lot of fumbles for Indian Valley. It seems like they were tackling a lot better than they were last year.
You know what? We absolutely just played incredible defense tonight. You know, they had some shots downfield one-on-one with us. Our kids made plays on them. You know, the Hosteller kid and the Williams kid and the other Hosteller kid, they're just a load to tackle. But our kids did a good job. Like I said, we kept coming up and making plays. Listen, I don't want to make it all about us, because I will tell you this, as you guys all know, Indian Valley is really, really good. And here's the truth. Blank will never say it because he's classy, but they are missing a lot of guys. You know, they played without the Love kid tonight. They played without the Harwood kid at linebacker. If they have those guys, I mean, it's a – you can't take two or three of your best guys away and not think it's going to affect you. So, you know, I'm proud of our kids, man. But don't knock Indian Valley too hard, because they came down here and played toe-to-toe with us without some of their best guys. And I know Lank don't say that stuff because he's not that way. But, you know, they're missing guys. So I want to give them the credit they deserve, because they've been unbelievable.
Absolutely, Coach, and we totally agree with you on that, with Indian Valley missing a couple key players. And last year's game was a lot closer than the final score was, and getting them down there in West Lafayette had to be a bonus this year, though. But like you said, they were missing a couple of their best players, but you still come out with the victory tonight, and now you prepare for the clash on the hill in Sugar Creek next week. What do you expect from the Garaway Pirates?
Do we still have more games? You mean we got to play the rest of the year still?
Oh yeah, you're in the meat grinder of your schedule right now.
And not to put any more pressure on, you, Coach. But we'll be there broadcasting that game live next week. I mean, just a little added incentive there.
dude, we're done. I think we're done. That's it. We're calling it a season. We're good. We're done 6-0. I don't think we're playing anymore. Our kids, we're done. We're happy we're done. We're fine where we're at.
Come on now, Coach. Now, you got a big game next week. The Pirates.
He doesn't want to talk about it.
He doesn't want to talk about it, I know. But Coach, you know, obviously, play-by-play on Big Z Sports and 99.9 next week with Garaway and Claymont, or Garaway and Ridgewood on the Hill in Sugar Creek. Coach, we can't wait to see that game next week. Call that game, and we'll see you in Sugar Creek next Friday.
Guys, I appreciate it. I'm looking forward to seeing you. And you know what? We'll get it back together here. And, you know, we don't always play good, but tonight we played hard. And if we can do that again next week, we'll at least give ourselves a chance. We know Garaway's pretty good, and we know that. And we're going to have to get it back together. You know, we know each other pretty well, Garaway and us. So, I mean, there's no secrets. It'll come down to who plays the hardest and who makes the less mistakes. And it'll be a great game. It always is when we play them.
Absolutely, Coach. Again, congratulations on the big win tonight. We look forward to seeing you next Friday night.
Thanks, man. Do I get a clap from the thing when I hang up?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead and give him another clap there.
I'll give it again. There it is.
That's John Slusser, Ridgewood head football coach, joining us here on the Big Z Sports Show.
The one, the only.
Yeah, absolutely. And he is riding high tonight, fellas, after that big win tonight. You know, class act, class message there from him. He said, don't take anything away from Indian Valley. They're a really good football team. And trust me, we're not taking anything away from Indian Valley. We know what they're made of. We know what Ridgewood's made of. You know what? Lancaster now has a team that
has to face a little adversity
coming off of a loss for the first time since 2016 in the regular season, because last year obviously they lose in the playoffs, but that was in the playoffs. And you know, you jump over this hurdle, you get better, and you move on. You know, that's what championship teams do, and Indian Valley will rebound from this. I'm not worried about them, but you know, like he said, Coach Lank was missing a couple of his good players, obviously Hartrick being out, Zach Love being out, and you know, a couple other kids being out as well. But
and Coach, he's a realist. That's why we like him.
Sure.
Well, I mean? He is, and he tipped his cap to Coach Lancaster and said, look, Lank is a classy guy, and he's not going to say that. So, you know, he's not going to say that we have players out and whatnot. He's just going to take the loss like it was on the field. And just two classy coaches. And it's a shame somebody had to lose, but you know what? They're both winning coaches, and they'll both probably be deep into the postseason.
I would agree. And again, that game next week, Ridgewood and Garaway on the Hill in Sugar Creek will be live right here on 99.9 WTUZ and Big Z Sports. Myself and Eric McRory and Travis McClellan will be out there to call that game for you next Friday night in Sugar Creek with the airtime with our pregame at 6:40, but the Big Z Sports Show pregame will start at 5 o'clock. Next game we're going to talk about, we're going to welcome in Brian Gamble, the head football coach of the Sandy Valley Cardinals, as his team knocked off TCC tonight 44-7. Coach, congratulations on your team's big win over TCC tonight.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
Coach, talk about your team's performance tonight. Cam Blair, another big night, 3 TD passes, and your offense just kept rolling down the field tonight.
Cameron had another solid day. We actually left a lot on the field. We dropped quite a bit of balls. We made a lot of mistakes, and you know, there's some things that we really need to clean up. We're going to learn from the film and try to get better that way. We're happy that we're happy with the win, but at the same time, we have to get better. We have to play a lot better than how we played tonight. But, overall, though, we were able to make some plays, some big plays, from some guys. And, we had some guys step up and really, really do a nice job. And, we were able to get the dub.
Coach, talk about, TCC kind of came out and threw the first punch and actually went up in this game before you guys, took the 44 unanswered. But, talk about TCC and how they came out and really took it to you guys. You got to give, Coach Cummings and those guys a lot of credit.
Oh, absolutely. He does a great job over there. I mean, he really does with that offense and everything. Yeah, they went right down the field on us and just, I think we were sleepwalking, and he took it to us, man. And that was a heck of a job by his staff and by him calling the plays. You know, he does a great job over there. They're very classy over there, and I have a lot of respect for that for those guys in that program. And they're able to punch us in the mouth, and we were able to respond to it. But again, we didn't come out, you know, like a hair was on fire tonight, and that's one thing that's disappointing that we got to learn from and grow from, you know, as a team, and we're gonna have to get after it this week and get a little bit better.
Coach, I asked you after the game, but talk to us about the play of Demetrius Evans. He had two interceptions on defense. We haven't talked about him on defense. We talked about him as a receiver for you guys, but tell us about Demetrius Evans on defense for you.
I tell you what, Meech, he's a. I talked to you about this earlier, Riley, but he is a film junkie, a football junkie. He's always constantly talking, always talking to me, talking to all the coaches about calling out plays, trying to communicate, you know, with the defense. And you know, he's always watching film. You know, sometimes I'm like, hey man, you need to go to class or whatever. You know, he's big time. He's dialed in for it. But that's his work ethic, and that's you know, he's self made. He has ability, but he's also he's built himself to be a playmaker because he's prepared. He's prepared in the weight room. He's prepared on the field, and he's prepared, you know, mentally when he watches a ton of film. And, you know, and it showed tonight. I'm happy for him because he works extremely hard. And, you know, he does a great job for our defense and for our offense, too. He's a spark plug who ran a little bit at tailback as well as wide receiver. And, you know, he's able to get our offense going, making some plays and helping Cam out. And I tell you what, he did a great job on both sides of football as a sophomore.
Hey, Coach, it's Eric. Listen, I know I hate to use the term coach speak, but I'm going to use it here. Some things that coaches like to say is next man up. Well, literally, that's kind of what you've had to do with a couple of guys out, Dante Tucci, Brendan Obradovich. Yeah. Just speak about how you like to see that really, truly the next guy stepping up and just filling in a role for your team.
Well, I mean, the biggest thing is for us is that we try to build depth. You know, during practice, giving guys reps, not just repping the same guys over and over again, and you know, by having them gain experience and gaining that tempo, you know, it allows you to grow and add depth. And that's basically what we try to do is we try to give multiple guys reps at a lot of positions, just so they're ready to go if we insert them. You know, that's kind of how we run things. You know, especially on offense, and you know, that's. That's the way we like it. We feel comfortable that way, and they feel comfortable, you know, when it's their turn.
Coach, we'll let you get off here and celebrate this team with your win, but real quick, next week you travel to Strasburg to take on the Tigers. What do you expect from them?
Oh, man. It's going to be a hard-fought game with them. You know, they're going to be well-coached. You know, they at Strasburg is always a tough place to play, and I know they're going to be ready, and I think it was a close one with Buckeye Trail. I'm not sure the score on that. But again, it's they're going to be dialed in, ready to go at their place, and we got to bring it. But you know, we got to prepare a little bit better this week, and I think we're going to do that.
Well, Coach, again, we appreciate you taking time to join us here on the Big Z Sports Show. Best of luck next week. We look forward to talking to you again.
Hey, thanks for having me on. Appreciate it. Good card.
Absolutely, Brian Gamble here joining us here on the Big Z Sports Show. After the Sandy Valley Cardinals get a big win over TCC 44-7. Apparently, I made everyone laugh in the studio. Don't
yes,
know why.
He's
going to
go
out.
Celebrate his team with his win.
Yeah, absolutely.
Listen, we've only been doing this for 5.5 hours.
Yes.
So, I mean.
So if he wants to nitpick, I'll nitpick him next week when he hosts. So.
Oh, listen, I have a list.
How
over
about
here
Tredging, Churning, and Stumper?
Mm-hmm. I've seen
Stumper.
That.
Seen this?
I've
yeah,
seen that.
That. Yeah. So we'll keep
you
going.
Got,
we got
guys.
More Chris-isms coming up here in just a little bit. You guys is my question is, but we're gonna take a quick timeout. Come back after this on Z Country 99.9.
You're listening to the Big Z Sports Show live from the Parkway Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Studios. You're with Big Z Sports on 99.9 WTUZ.
Big Z Sports on Z Country 99.9. Joe Geckler, Chris Kale, Eric McElroy.
Everyone.
Chris Kale. Chris
yes.
Kale, everyone.
Hi.
Jim Haynes in the newsroom. Rachel over at the update desk. Riley bailed out. He went on home. Now we got Travis McClellan, and we'll talk to him in just a minute. But we got a quick scoreboard, and we'll get to our next coach.
Mm. Yes, I do have that scoreboard update for you. Right now, Joe, this scoreboard brought to you by TMK Valley Propane. Our game of the week, we already talked to head coach John Slusser about this game as his Generals upended and slayed the Dragon. which was the Indian Valley Braves, and it ends Indian Valley's 17-game regular season win streak, 34-22 the final. By the way, Joe, if people wanted to hear that interview or any part of this post-game show, how can they do that?
Well, Eric, you can do it a couple different ways. You can jump on linewtuz.com in the podcast section. You can jump on Facebook. You can watch it. It's on Facebook Live right now, again, by First Federal Community Bank. And after the show, we will post it on Facebook as well. So if you missed it, you want to hear something that a coach had to say, jump on our Facebook page, WTUZ, Big Z Sports, and you can hear that as well in our podcast section, again, on WTUZ, Big Z Sports, and WTUZ.com in the podcast section.
Longest answer to that question, but I will take it because I love all of it. 62-33, New Philadelphia over Cambridge. We're in rare forms. Dover fell at Steubenville 35-13. Garraway shut out Claymont 42-0. We already talked to that Wallach. There's another Wallach waiting for us.
The better looking one, right?
No. Carrollton lost to West Branch 20-6. Sandy Valley 44-7 over TCC. West Holmes fell to Worcester. Disappointing game, 47-20. The Black Knights are, why do I call them the Black Knights? They're just the Knights, right? They fall to 5-1. Tuskegee Valley, they beat Newcomerstown 47-6. And then lastly, Strasburg lost to Buckeye Trail 28-27.
And the next game we're going to talk about the Tuskegee Valley Trojans. They knock off Newcomerstown 47-6. And we're happy to welcome in Coach Chad Wallach of the Tuskegee Valley Trojans. And Coach, congratulations on your team's win tonight. Man, you guys have been playing really good football since Sandy Valley. Talk to us about your game a little bit tonight.
Well, thanks, first of all, for congratulations on the win. Kids played hard. Been trying to put it together the last couple weeks to get all the stats, the ones that matter, and that's with the W. And it's kind of been a little bit elusive, but been playing hard. We had two 100-yard rushers tonight. Isaiah Schlegel ran for over 100 yards, and Tristan Tesh ran for over 100 yards tonight, too. Luke Heron played well on defense. He had a pick six and just put it together and finally got the W. So,
yeah, Coach, listen, you guys almost had the shutout. You gave up that 90-yard touchdown catch to Chase Bryant of Newcomerstown late there in the game. But we all know the recipe for success for you guys. It's kind of dominate up front, be successful running the football, and then and control the other team defensively, and that's exactly what you did here tonight.
Yeah, that's been pretty much, we got the, I guess it's the great equalizer is our offense and being able to keep the other team's offenses off the field, and we were able to do that. I know the boys were a little bit disappointed. They gave up that big touchdown. They wanted to pitch the shutout, but they played hard. They played aggressive. They had a lot of fun tonight and put it together and got the win. So.
Well, Coach, you know, my hat's off to you, you know, all of the Tuskegee Valley coaching staff for, you know, enduring the turmoil that you guys had earlier in the season and continuing to have this team ready to go to come out and fight each and every week. And you guys haven't missed a beat, and I attribute that to you and your staff and everybody that's there in Tuskegee Valley. I mean, you guys are just doing a tremendous job. And my question to you is, Ethan Love, I know, got dinged up a little bit tonight. Do you have any status on him moving forward?
Ethan didn't play tonight. He got dinged up last week where he was a dislocation of his shoulder. So we're looking forward to getting him back here for the next couple weeks. As far as staffs goes, we've been together a long time, and we know what each other, what we're thinking, we have to attribute a lot of that to our kids. Our kids are resilient, and they love the game of football, and they go out, and they're a great group to coach. So you got just a lot to say about them, too. It's positive.
Well, Coach, congratulations again on the win tonight. Real quick, we'll let you get back to your team, but next week you have the Claymont Mustangs. What do you expect from them?
Well, we're gonna enjoy this one. We're going to enjoy tonight and enjoy a little bit tomorrow, and then we'll get down and we'll start breaking down Claymont and take a look at them. I saw Jason put one up on him, but I guess they're a little bit different than us, so we're just going to have to do what we keep doing and keep getting better and get back to work on Monday.
Well, Jason said at family dinner on Sunday he'll share the tape with you, and you guys can go over it then.
I'm sure he will.
Awesome, Coach. Congratulations again on the win. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks for calling.
Yep, that's Chad Wallach, coach of the Tuskegee Valley Trojans. Almost said it, you know, you get Chad Wallach, Jason Wallach, you know, but
common listener would never known, but I'm a trained professional. I picked that up. Yeah.
Absolutely. So, again, Chad Wallach from Tuskegee Valley. We appreciate you calling us here on the Big Z Sports postgame show presented by Tuscarawas County Dairy Farmers again. And real quick scoreboard, Eric, and then we'll get over to our next coach.
Yes, sir. Game of the week, Ridgewood over Indian Valley, 34-22. That's the story for week number 6. Indian Valley 17-game regular season win streak now over. New Philly over Cambridge. We'll talk about that game in a minute. Steubenville, they beat Dover 35-13 as the Tornadoes fall. Garraway shut out Claymont 42-0. Carrollton fell to West Branch 20-6. Sandy Valley over TCC 44-7. Also, West Holmes fell at Worcester 47-20. Tuskegee Valley over Newcomerstown 47-6. We just talked to head coach Chad Wallach about that game. And lastly, Buckeye Trail over Strasburg at 28-27. 62 points put up by New Philly tonight, Joe.
Yep. New Philadelphia knocks off Cambridge 62-33. And on the line with us now is New Philadelphia head football coach Matt Dennison. Coach, congratulations on your team's big win tonight. Man, dropping 62 points. I think this new offense is working for you.
Yeah, you know, our kids are very comfortable in it, and you know, they and it actually has simplified what we do tremendously, and I think it's helped the youth that we have. I think it's helped us. And if you had told us that going empty was simpler, I think we might have gone to it earlier.
Coach Baron May and Gent Joseph hooked up 4 times tonight. What were you seeing as a head coach of that connection, and what was there in the film to see Gent Joseph be able to get 4 touchdowns tonight?
Well, you know, they were they play off and then they press, then they play off and then they'd come up and press us, and you know, we drew them up with the screen game, and then when they get too tight, Gent was able to get over the top, and we were able to get some seams on them. The last one was a little play action out of our one back set, but you know, it was just a lot of good routes and Baron throwing on time, and you know, the guys ran really good routes tonight, the whole group, and that's the key. When we got 5 guys in route, if they run good routes, there is going to be some spacing at times, and we were able to get them over the top. That's what they gave us a little bit, so we were able to capitalize.
Coach, talk about the play of your defense. You guys starting to play a little bit better. I know you gave up the 33 points, something that I'm sure you're going to want to work on. But talk about the play of Kobe and you know, that pick 6. He had another interception earlier. Your defense really being ball hawks like you talked about Wednesday night.
Yeah, you know, there were some really good things. There are a lot of things we have to work on. You know, the mud and the gook put us out of a lot of what we wanted to do tonight, because our kids really couldn't get traction, so our blitz package went out the door midway through the first half, and so that made it tough. We had to base up a little bit, and that's not exactly what we had planned going into tonight. So we had to adapt a little bit, and then special teams put us in a bind a couple of times. So you know, we played really well at times. Like I said, we were trying to get turnovers, trying to create things, and you know, we weren't as aggressive schematically as we'd like to be tonight because of the conditions. But, you know, I think we're getting better each week in, week out. We got a young group that is still feeling their way around.
Hey, Coach, we'll wrap up with this one. You've created some momentum now, 2 wins in a row for your football team. This week, obviously, against Cambridge. Last week, against Canton Central Catholic. Big one next week as you guys welcome Steubenville. Some of the things maybe you'll focus on as you have a good week of practice heading into that game.
Yeah, you know, we defensively, we've got to stop the A-gap power. And we're going to have to take some chances defensively. We're going to have to be aggressive defensively, both in nature and by scheme. But and then offensively, we're on time. We're doing some things. We're timed up pretty well. But we're going to have to be really crisp with everything. You know, we're going to have to make good decisions. Baron's going to have to make good, quick decisions and get the ball out. And that's stuff we can do. We've got some receivers that can get open. We've got some, you know, quarterback that's got a lot of talent. And this is a game we're going to talk to our kids that you know, aspire to be really good players. That that this is a week for them to show off their skills.
Well, Coach, again, congratulations on the big win tonight over Cambridge. We look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thanks. Appreciate it, guys.
Yep, that's Matt Dennison joining us here on the Big Z Sports Postgame Report, brought to you by the Tuscarawas County Dairy Farmers, getting chocolate milk to the TCC Saints tonight. The Saints were given chocolate milk after the game, the official drink of the Ohio High School Athletic Association. And guys, we have any more breaks left? Yeah, we got to take one quick break, come back. We'll give Harrison Auto Parts Player of the Week our hats off, and we'll break down one more game. Travis McClellan in here to talk about Worcester quickly after this on Z Country 99.9.
The best high school football coverage lives here on Big Z Sports and 99.9 Z Country. You're with Big Z Sports on 99.9 WTUZ.
Back on the Tuscarawas County Dairy Farmers Postgame Report, Joe Geckler, Chris Kale, Eric McElroy, Jim Haynes, Rachel over at the update desk, and of course, Travis McClellan in here. We'll get to him in just a second. Real quick, Jim Haynes, hit that final scoreboard for us.
Yes, this scoreboard update is brought to you by Speedy Septic and Drain Cleaning. In our game of the week, Ridgewood upended Indian Valley 34-22. That ends Indian Valley's 17-game regular season winning streak. New Philadelphia all over Cambridge, 62-33. Steubenville upended Dover, 35-13. Garraway all over Claymont, 42-0. West Branch down Carrollton, 20-6. Sandy Valley beat Tuscarawas Central Catholic, 44-7. Worcester downed West Holmes, 47-20. Tusky Valley, 47. Newcomerstown, 6. And Buckeye Trail hung on to beat Strasburg, 28-27.
If you want to see some other scores, we'll put the other scores on our Facebook page, WTUZ, Big Z Sports. Real quick, in the eighth inning, the Indians up on the Royals, 10-0. Josh Donaldson with a grand slam in the seventh. So the Indians
rolling.
It's
a nice sight to see as we're a week away from the postseason.
The grande salame.
Absolutely. We're going to welcome in Travis McClellan, who was up in Worcester tonight to watch the West Holmes and Worcester football game. Worcester came out on top 47-20. Your thoughts on the game here tonight, Travis?
I thought West Holmes came out early, ready to go. Had a big penalty early. Really moved the ball up and down the field. Untimely penalties. Really stopped them in the first half. They moved the ball between the 20s well. Worcester speed gave them trouble inside once they got inside the red zone.
What was the offense not able to do against Worcester tonight?
They didn't throw a whole lot. They ran the ball pretty well in the first half. Second half, really back-end breakdowns hurt their defense. The back seven missing some coverages here and there. Breakdown between the safety and the corner led to touchdowns. Worcester speed hurt them quite a bit.
Well, Travis, you alluded earlier when we talked during one of our live look-ins about them really using the quarterback breaking containment, getting outside and making throws on the run. Worcester's quarterback as advertised?
Yeah, he's a super athletic young man. He's played real well. Played well against Dover. Also played well tonight in their homecoming game. Once he got outside the pocket and the play break down, he excelled. When things break down, you have an athlete like that, they can really make things happen. He was outside the pocket, completing balls downfield, running, getting first downs on third and eight, those third and mediums. When the play broke down, he really took over the game.
And Travis, your thoughts real quick on next week's game. You're going to be on the sidelines.
I'm excited. A big one up there on the hill. The IVC matchup. You couldn't ask for two better teams coming in. And the winner controls their own destiny. So I'm excited to get up there on the hill.
It will. It'll be a lot of fun next week. Great job this week, Travis. We appreciate it. And we can't wait to have you on the sidelines next week for Garraway and Ridgewood. Real quick,
he's got fitting in nice around
here. He is fitting in nice. We're going to hand out some hardware now. We'll start over there with Chris Kale. Your hats off for tonight is who, sir?
My hats off award winner is going to be Gent Joseph from the New Philadelphia Quakers. 4 touchdowns receiving. Touchdowns of 38, 22, 6, and 8. And real quick, guys, Adam was able to catch up with Gent Joseph after the game.
Adam Sawaski, WTUZ, Big Z Sports in Cambridge as the Quakers defeated the Bobcats 62-33. High scoring affair. Gent Joseph with a big game, 4 touchdowns, a couple big kick returns, played some great defense. Jim, do you say that this is in result partially from the new style of offense that we're running?
Yes, for sure, for sure.
It's nice to see the offense get spread out, and it seems to be that Barron's able to have a few more options on the offensive side of the ball. What do you have to say about that?
Yeah, that's correct. I think the line's doing a great job blocking for him, and receivers aren't getting open, and we're just contributing.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, on the one-on-one matchups tonight, it just seemed like you had the edge, and I think Barron saw that, so he was looking your way, and it seemed to work out tonight.
Every time, coaches always tell me, go get the ball when it's in the air, so that's what I had to do.
Absolutely, Jim. Well, hey, good job, and enjoy it, all right?
Thank you.
That was Adam Sawesky catching up with Gent Joseph. Chris Kale's Hats Off Award winner tonight with 4 touchdown receptions and New Philly's 62-33 win over Cambridge. Now my Hats Off Award for tonight. Hey, I've called one of his touchdowns before. My man, Double T, Tristan Tesh. 2 touchdown runs and a big win tonight for Tusky Valley as they defeated New Cumberstown. Tristan Tesh, a 45-yard touchdown run. Also a shorter one later on in the game as well. Hats off to Double T.
I guess it's my turn now, and I'm going to award my hats off to a guy that came back from a pretty significant injury a couple weeks ago. He got back on the field tonight for the Garaway Pirates, and Brady Winters, congratulations, bud. 2 touchdowns tonight for the Pirates. My hats off to you after coming back from that injury. Wasn't sure if he was even going to play the rest of the year, but he gets back on the field. Can't wait to see his game next week.
And he needed a little tune-up before next week.
So. Absolutely. Next week's going to be a big one. We got our Harrison Auto Parts Player of the Week coming up.
It's time for Big Z Sports to announce the Player of the Week, presented by Harrison Auto Parts.
And we are going to announce our Harrison Auto Parts Player of the Week now, and it goes to freshman quarterback from the Ridgewood Generals, Gabe Tingle. Congratulations, Gabe. 5 touchdowns tonight against Indian Valley.
Can we call him Big Game Gabe yet? Big Game Gabe? No.
Oh, I like that. Big Game.
How about the Gunner?
I like Big Game Gabe. I mean, I think that's a good nickname.
You thought too hard about that.
Yeah.
The Gunner?
The Gunner. Gabe Tingle.
You made that.
Opening up the can of Pringles.
I told you not to say that.
Wow.
Okay, sorry.
But anyway, Gabe Tingle is our Harrison Auto Parts Player of the Week this week. 5 total touchdowns for the Ridgewood Generals. He'll get a hoodie. And I got word they are done, so we'll be able to hand some of these hoodies out.
Oh, nice. It's week 6.
Yeah, so. Start to wear them, though. I mean, you couldn't wear them week 1 through 5.
You're right.
And our honorable mention?
Our honorable mention tonight, we gave it to him last week. We couldn't do it 2 weeks in a row. But, man, Baron Baker May, 6 touchdown passes and 1 touchdown running. And hats off to you, buddy. That's a great game for Baron May. 7 total touchdowns. If it wasn't for a Player of the Week last week, he would have been probably the Player of the Week this week.
All right, real quick, if you see the final scoreboard, and if you want to miss or if you miss any part of the post game, you want to hear it, podcast section, WTUZ.com. It'll be up on Facebook and Twitter, too.
Absolutely. Don't forget, next week, Wednesday night, the Garaway Pirates will be in for the Michael Taylor Allstate Insurance Extra Point on Wednesday, beginning at 6 o'clock. All 3 of us will be in here to welcome in the Pirates as they prepare for their big matchup next week against Ridgewood. Oh, yeah, by the way, Big Z Sports will be out on the hill in Sugar Creek next Friday night for live play-by-play coverage of the Ridgewood Generals and the Garaway Pirates as they battle for the IVC South in their control their own destiny. Both teams come in at 6-0, 1-0 in the IVC, and that will be our game of the week and play-by-play game right here on 99.9 WTUZ. Chris Kale, Jim Haynes, and Tim Plants will be in the studio giving you updates all night long. We'll have our stringers out as well doing their coverage like they do, and Eric, you and me and Travis will be out on the hill to cover this game next Friday night. Can't wait. It's going to be a lot of fun. And again, Garaway and Ridgewood next Friday night on the hill in Sugar Creek right here on 99.9 WTUZ. Big thank you to everybody tonight that helped out with the show. Joanne, thanks for the food. It was awesome. And big congratulations to all the teams tonight. And thanks to the coaches that joined us here on our Tuscarawas County Dairy Farmers postgame report. You've been listening to Big Z Sports Show all night long right here on Z Country 99.9.
This has been in. A high-octane, diving into the deep end, best coverage you can get presentation of the Big Z Sports Show. Our broadcast this evening has been a presentation of Kime Lumber, Speedy Septic and Drain Cleaning, Hartzler's Quality Housing, TMK Valley Propane, Michael Taylor Allstate Insurance, Moore and Niedenthal CPA, DAC Vitamins and Minerals, Denny Bauer and the Roaming Agency, Warther Cutlery, and Parkway Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. Stay up to date on all the sports news you crave by following Big Z Sports on Facebook and on Twitter at Big_Z Sports. Welcome to Z Country, WTUZ, Urixville, New Philadelphia.